Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever been asked, who are you? Or who are you? Or who are you? Do you hear the difference in the intonation? What do people want to know? Is it your profession, your title, your personality? Does this change in your life's journey from child to adult to later adulthood, who you are? What gives me the right to talk about this? My name is Denise Thompson. I'm a certified transformational health and wellness coach, Blog Talk Radio host, best-selling author, former nurse, fitness trainer, educator. Now, did you just hear what I said? Are these things telling you who I am or what my credentials are? Do these titles define me? Let's see if we can do that a different way. My name is Denise Thompson. I enjoy guiding my clients to their optimal health, focusing on body, mind, and finances. My little stress reduction book gives you 15 key steps to reduce stress and increase health, stating some symptoms, then giving you some tips on how to reduce stress. Living a life in balance, in harmony, results in a healthy, long-lasting lifestyle. No doctor's appointments, no excessive testing, x-rays, whatever, no medications, cases, that's true. So, why are we not honing in on that more? I did a lot of reflecting and learning lately, and I have come to the conclusion that we all evolve. So, as a child, which is actually the past, because the title of the show is Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson. Who am I, past, present, and future? So as a child, which is the past, I helped raise my younger siblings. Mom was busy working at her mother's place, so I was always there. I always, always, always loved helping people. My dream was to become a concert pianist. Dad said, no, I had to learn something with a solid future, such as being a nurse. He did not want me to be a starving artist. That's a reflection into the past. So why did I always love helping people? Well, actually, that was by surroundings also. Mom was always very helpful. Her mother, grandma, was amazing. She always helped people. We have a lot of doctors and nurses in the family. And I got exposed to the medical field at the age of 10 when I got to help my aunt in her hospital and then later on my uncle in his medical practice. And then I went into nursing school because of what my dad mentioned. And I was raised, you don't question your parents. You do as they say. You respect them. So standing on my own 2 feet was something I had no clue about. It was really interesting now because I changed countries. So there, where I was born and raised in Switzerland, it was one way. And now I've been in the USA for 41 years, married for a little bit over 40. And life has changed so much. I have changed a lot. So why did I come to the United States? And what was the signifying point behind that? As an adult, after I had worked already for quite a few years as a nurse and a school nurse, I was and saved 2 lives. And then I worked as a secretary. And there I found out from a friend of mine in the U.S. that her girlfriend was looking for a nanny for her little boy who was just born. so she could go back to work. And since I've taken care of my younger siblings, four younger siblings, my entire life up to then, pretty much, it was easy for me. And I thought I would like that, and that would give me an opportunity to learn English. So that's what I did. I came over here a little bit over 41 years ago to learn English and to be a nanny in hopes to stay and make something out of myself. Well, I met my husband of 40 years, and life started changing. I earned an AA, a BA, an MAE degree. Again, those are just credentials. That's not who I was. But I earned those things, which meant to me that I was better, smarter, and more committed than my dad gave me credit for. And I know my dad loved me with all his heart, as did my bonus mom who raised me, since my biological mom passed away when I was 10 months old. So I know my parents really loved me, but their way of thinking and looking at things just after World War II were so different than what's happening today. So that's in the past. And then, as I said, I came over here as an adult, and I learned a few things, and I was able to teach, which was the joy of my life, to share skills, tactics, things, culinary things. Oh, my gosh. When I taught at the YMCA, I taught German and French. It was amazing. It was for the adults. And so I made, and I had permission to do that, I made potluck days. Everybody had to fix a dish and explain in that language, be it German or French, how the dish was prepared, where its origin was from, and why they chose the dish. And we ate and shared it and had fun, because it was usually just around dinner time that my class was slotted at the YMCA. And it was so much fun. And people requested me over and over again to teach, even when the YMCA said, no, the class is over. We're not going to have it anymore. And they said, we want more. We want more. So it was just so much fun. I thought that was it for the rest of my life. And then I got older and things changed. And I had a child, and my husband had to start traveling and with his work and all that. And so things have changed. That's why we change. Who we are or who we were does not stay the same, because we are always becoming, hopefully, more and turning out better than we were. So fast forward to today, I enjoy what I'm doing as a transformational health and wellness coach. I love helping people getting healthy. But there is something that I feel I could do more and give more of myself. So why hold back? What is it that I choose to give to make the world a better place, help people while being authentic? Yesterday, I did an exercise that was 7 levels deep. It was with Dean Graziosi, an amazing, amazing person, to find my why. And it was interesting enough that it started actually during my childhood through the present, and I saw into the future, which actually closed the circle to way back when I was a child, except it just changed a little bit, but it was still the same. I want to help people. Now it's maybe a little bit different ways. It's still in getting healthy. That has not changed. That has been there ever since I was a young child. Always helped people getting healthy, one way or another. And now I'm just digging deeper. What other ways can I help people getting healthy? Not just medically, but also body, mind, and finances. How can I help them? How can I guide them? How can I hold myself accountable and lead by example so people see this is who I am, a person who cares, who loves to share and give without being taken advantage of. So that was such an amazing exercise that I did. And I just go, wow, I had no clue that my why drives me to a better future and finding out that it started at the root as a child. That was just nothing short of amazing. Self-discovery is so cool. So if anybody ever asks you, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? All these different intonations mean different things. And when it's written down, you don't really get it. But when it's said, spoken word, and you hear the intonation, you hear where the emphasis is. Is it on who? Is it on are? Or is it on you? That actually helps to figure out what's going on. So I just thought that was really worthwhile sharing in case you want to discover who you are and what you want to do with your life, to give it your best, to leave a legacy behind that people can be proud of, where it says, there was one on the dome with a dash, and the dash meant everything that happened in life from this date to this date, and how the person developed and reached out and helped. And actually, that's a poem that was in the book The Dash by something Ellis. But it was quite interesting. So I am not going quite that route, but I just wanted to say, you know, it's really interesting. As I told you at the beginning, I wrote a little book, a stress reduction book, that's available on Amazon. And it says, Your Amazing Itty Bitty Stress Reduction Book, 15 Key Steps to Reduce Stress and Increase Health. The chapters are very, very small. But the first question is, what is stress? How does stress affect relationships? How does stress affect health? How does stress affect business? Affect weight, affect children, affect your brain. Did you know stress can affect your brain? Affect your marriage, affect learning and education, affect your values, your authenticity, your sleep. When you're stressed out, can you sleep well? No. So there's more to it. And it increases, stress increases disease. That's why I said mindset is so important. When you have a positive mindset, it helps you create health. When you have a negative mindset, it causes illness. So it's create versus cause. So I just thought I'm going to, you know, share that with you. And the little booklet is, if you want it on Kindle, it's only $2.99. And if you want it in booklet form, it's a little bit more, but under $10. And if you want it shipped to you, also, signed by me, the author, it's $15 because of postage and everything else. But anyway, another one about the who am I. I found an amazing poem that I want to share with you. And if you would like to have it, let me know. It says, who am I? White, pure, barely formed, like clay in the potter's hand, ready for sculpting. Too bad my teachers and parents don't see it. They see the finished adult they expect me to be, but I don't know who I want to be. So many pressures. Do this, don't do that. Wear this, don't wear that. Buy this, don't buy that. Who to believe, who to trust, to help me be the person I want to be. Still not sure who that is? Who am I? And what will I be? Two different questions people expect one answer. Which career will I choose? But really, is that the most important question? What about good or bad, lazy or hardworking? Depends on the task, if I like it or not. So the question is not, who am I, but who will I become? A slow reveal, day by day. Someday I'll know too. Who I am today is not who I will be tomorrow. And I love that poem so much. And it was written in 2013 by Kim Izzy. And I love this poem so much. It speaks to me because I am not who I was as a child. Who I was yesterday. Because every day I grow. Every day I learn something new. Every day is a new opportunity, a new beginning, a new discovery. And so I just really love my life. And I know that there is more within me that needs to come out. And that's why I'm on that self-discovery journey right now. I hope you enjoyed the poem. And I just want to offer you a couple of gifts since I talked about stress causing illness or health and whatnot. You know, I'm a transformational health and wellness coach. So, of course, my gifts are health related. The first one is a 30-minute free health discovery session. All you need to do is schedule it with me and I will guide you through it and help you figure out where you get to improve your health, where you're doing really great. And if you choose to get guidance and help, I will be there with you and for you. And the other one is a free e-newsletter. It's a health newsletter that I send out weekly with a healthy recipe, a healthy activity, and some other important information. It's about a page or so. It's not super long, but it's very valuable. And so I would love to gift you with those two gifts. All you need to do is send me a note to Coach Denise, that's CoachDenise, at ctdigest.net. That's at the Apperson sign, CT, C for Charlie, T as in Tom, Digest, like in Reader's Digest, .net, and put the first three letters caps in the subject line as BTR, so I can fish your email out of the spam folder and say that you want the discovery session or you want the newsletter or you would like to have both, you would like to be on my show or whatnot, and we'll go from there. I'm looking forward to hearing from you and see if you're willing to go the seven levels deep with your why question and figure out who you were, who you are, and who do you need to become to be the very best version of yourself. So, yeah, I actually made it through this a little bit faster than expected, but I don't want to just blabber on. So I'm going to send you off with my very best wishes, best of health, until next week. And I, as I mentioned, I would love to hear from you, and I would love for people to sign up for the Discovery Health session and for the e-newsletter with the great information. Wishing you a most wonderful week. For the ones who haven't heard me say it yet, a very happy, healthy, and blessed 2021. And I look forward to talking to you next week again. Until then, stay empowered.